lost this one. What's done is done.
What's done is done when we say it's done.
Showtime.
Oh, my God.
Welcome to a special mission where we break down the trailer for Mission Impossible Fallout. One minute at a time. It's only 2 minutes. So I'm Jonathan.
I'm Chris.
We're here this morning to talk about the trailer that dropped last night. Oh man, we got more information and now we know really what's going on with this movie a little bit better.
Yeah, I mean, I'm still a little confused about what's going to happen, but that's a good thing. I don't want to over know before, I don't want to know too much before I get in there.
You know, yeah, I'm definitely one of those people that doesn't like, I like to know that the movie exists and has a framework and it is not a nightmare, but yeah. I also am the kind of person that doesn't want to know too much. But some of the things we do learn makes this movie sound even cooler. So yeah. I'm super excited about this.
Me too.
Let's start at the beginning. Opens up kind of like the last trailer opened up with some Solomon Lane, our bad guy from the last movie and the head of the syndicate. We see what looks like a bomb with a 15-hour countdown. We see Tom Cruise with a nuclear attack happening in the background. And then Solomon is explaining that all these things are going to be happening and they all happen for a reason. And he gets very Infinity War on this. He explains yes. that, you know, there has to be pain before there can be happiness. So I think this might have something to do with, you know, killing off. I can't tell if it's regimes or he wants to blow something up with nuclear weapons. Obviously, the syndicate probably has some nuclear weapons.
Yeah.
So I'm excited about that part of it. That's a build on what we'd learned from the last trailer.
Yeah, definitely.
We see Luther's back. He's being sassy. We see Benji's back. Simon Pegg. He's sassy. Luther's wearing an awesome hat.
As usual, of course. But that's his thing, man. Those hats are his thing.
Yeah, Angela Bassett from the CIA shows up and is explaining that while the IMF is a scalpel, she's a hammer.
Yeah.
So,
well, I don't think it's so much her as it is Henry Cavill and his fantastic King Stash that are the hammer.
Yeah, he's the hammer, and we learned something new about the King Stash, Henry Cavill. Yeah. He's an assassin.
Yeah.
Wow. This makes it so much better. Cause in the CIA, I thought he was just a CIA agent.
Yeah.
He's an assassin whose entire job is to make sure that Ethan doesn't go rogue.
Yep. Exactly. So it looks like he's part of the team at one point in order to like the same way that, Jeremy Renner's character was as an observer.
Right. As an overseer, an oversight from the CIA.
Exactly. And then, to make sure he doesn't go rogue. And it seems, you know, the turn is that, of course, Ethan does go rogue because that's his thing. Then we end up having this sort of battle of wills, if you will, between the two of them.
Well, I hope because this also has the helicopter scenes again. And
yeah.
Henry Cavill is in the helicopter with him.
Yeah.
I can't tell if he's in the same helicopter.
Or if he's in a different helicopter. Exactly.
They haven't established that.
Yeah.
So I don't know if he's chasing Ethan when he goes rogue and that's who he's fighting. But at the end of this, trailer, we do see two helicopters because they both crash. Spoilers. After all this talking about it, they do crash. And Ethan is strapped into his, and the other one is rolling down toward him.
Yeah. And from the looks of it, it does look like Henry is in the other one because it's rolling and he's flying about in the middle of it. So that'll be interesting to see as well. We also get our first look at the big stunt that has been talked about for a long time, and that's that sort of Harrier jump from that massive jumbo jet that apparently
that's a Halo jump.
The Halo jump, exactly, and that's the stunt that Tom Cruise spent months getting ready for. So that's
he did over 150 takes.
Jesus,
I'm not jumping out of a plane once.
No, and that high up with the Halo is just, you know. I mean, we've seen it before in a film, but it wasn't like, you know, it was in that James Bond movie, but it wasn't really James Bond or Pierce Brosnan doing it. Here it's actually Tom Cruise doing it. And from what I've seen and heard on it, it's actually him and Henry Cavill doing it as well.
I'll be interested when this movie comes out and how they prove that to me and that it's not CG. Obviously, they've got it shot in a way where it looks. I mean, if you look at like 1 minute and 59 seconds into this trailer, if you look at the display on it's Tom Cruise's face as he's jumping out of the out of the jet.
Yeah,
his face is so lit, kind of like, hey, it's him.
It's really him. Yeah, exactly.
But I'll be interested to see how they actually prove that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not going to be hard.
No,
just
no,
having not at someone, all. A cameraman, jump along with him, yeah, and then getting really close to him while they're in the jump will look 100 times better than any CG jumping always looks.
Yeah, I mean, it already looks 100 times better just in that little clip that we saw. You can tell that's very real, regardless of how they did it. It's very real that these people are really jumping. It doesn't look like that effect or the CG that they do where you see a shot of them like they're floating in the air, but they're not, and then the stuntman doing the rest of it. So I was impressed.
Definitely. Just before a minute, we get a little more Henry Cavill and Tom Cruise fighting in the bathroom Well, let's just do lots of conjecture. I assume syndicate people or maybe another government's people. There's definitely a going rogue at 1 minute because this was the scene we saw before where he walks by people with guns, which in like an older building, kind of like they're a resistance of some sort. Or maybe it's a splinter cell of IMF. It could be a million things. It could be one of his contacts. It could be Mathis.
Yeah.
From the first movie.
That is true. It could be very well.
I hope they're not showing any. I hope there's a lot of old characters coming back, because that's one thing Simon Lane says is that Solomon Lane says that your history is going to come back.
Yeah.
And it's all based on you. It's all. So he's tailored this around Ethan. So he's. Yeah. So it's everyone he loves. So his wife's in this. There's a shot of his wife and he at their wedding. Feels like a flashback because he grabs her and there's like an explosion in the background, like a nuclear explosion. And then Solomon's also talking about Ethan's fears. So I guess Ethan's afraid of nuclear, like something he does will cause a nuclear event.
Yeah, it seems like a renewal of their vows, because I remember in the third movie they get married in the hospital prior to everything really going to crap in that movie. So
maybe it's I can't tell if they
maybe can't tell what it is. Yeah.
If they renewed their vows, cause they're in a rocky, mountainous area with a lake behind them. And I was like, oh, this kind of looks like the place where he was scaling the rocks.
Yep.
And I can't tell if they're in the same and where he's also the helicopter shots are.
Yeah. Exactly. So
I think we're still vaguely, they're teasing us well.
Yes. They're doing a very good job of it. And we also find out, you know, that Solomon Lane does escape in this one. So.
From
capture, which is a pretty big deal.
That's a big deal to give out in the trailer too.
Yeah, exactly. Because in the last one, we didn't really get where they were going with it and what the deal was, or if he was, you know, being killed off or something. But now we know he's escaping and being broken out of their holding cell, if you will.
Well, truthfully, I'm glad they didn't do it any other way, because that would have been dumb if the syndicate just went away because their leader was gone.
Yeah.
Exactly. And the money was gone. I mean, they already had all this other stuff going on. Yeah. I know the money has now probably been seized by the government again.
Yeah.
The money that Ethan memorized all the bank accounts. Well, cause they didn't have access to that money anyway, but they were working and facilitating terror throughout the world without it. So I assume they just moved on with it.
Yeah.
So it'll be nice to see an escalation of the syndicate as a threat. And it looks like Ethan is also hanging out in a office building.
Yeah.
Because Benji is telling him to, you know, turn left and turn right. And that's that famous scene where he's going to break his ankle. He jumps out of a window from one building to another, it looks like.
Wait, Benji. Turn left.
Go, 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 go.
What are you waiting for?
I'm jumping out a window.
Oh, sorry. Good luck.
I'm really interested to see, like you said, who they bring back. Maybe Max will show back up at some point. That'd be nice.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine?
Oh, it'd be awesome. Or Frankenstein. Frankenstein.
How old is Vanessa Redgrave now?
I think she's in her 70s, I want to say.
Oh, she's 81.
Oh, 81. There you go.
See? She is 81. Still looks fantastic. It would be so cool if she came back.
Yeah.
That's what I'm hoping this movie is. Just a big love letter to the people who've put all this time into watching these movies. Go back and this is like Infinity War centric because that just came out a couple weeks ago. It's definitely something for the fans that enjoy these type of movies. I have a feeling this movie will stand on its own as a standalone Mission Impossible movie, but all of the extra Easter eggs and callbacks will be nostalgic for those of us that have put in the time and watched these movies a million times and love them.
They're really paying off what McQuarrie and all of them have been doing with the last two films. And it seems that, you know, before they were individual films that didn't really seem to connect. They were individual adventures. And now they're going to a different route where they're kind of all connected. So I find that intriguing now.
Yeah. It looks like our main areas are Paris,
mm-hmm.
underground lair, and then an air hangar. And then this beautiful scenery. Where's the helicopter stuff shot? Yeah, it looks like Norway and New Zealand.
Yeah, there you go. It's always New Zealand.
Yeah, and the final place is either in New Zealand or in Norway. I guess we'll find out what that looks like. The Norway stuff we may find out was the underground, because that seemed very a different type of stone. Like, New Zealand kind of looks like New Zealand. New Zealand always looks like Middle Earth.
Yeah, no matter what they do, so, it's always Middle Earth.
So those color tones, I can't tell where they are at the end of this, so I'll be excited to finally find out. And they also shot a lot of this in London.
Yeah.
And so I'll be interested, not in London, but in England.
Yeah.
Out in the country. So I'll be interested to see where that turn comes. They didn't show this time the truck with him driving it. It was mostly focused on the rest of the characters, which was nice.
Yeah.
And then ending with the halo jump and then the helicopter.
Yeah. And I mean, this trailer compared to the first one is much more story centric and plot driven, to give us an idea of what's what. And the first one was very like in your face. Here's a Mission Impossible movie. And these are some of the things you can expect, you know?
Yeah. So. With the rockin' song, that song's not in the, can't fight the system.
No. I mean, it's a very different trailer from the first one, and it hits you on a very different sort of visceral way than the first one did. Because now I'm more intrigued about what's going to happen, and I'm more interested to see how it all comes together from the clips we've seen and the pieces that they're showing us and the whatever misdirection they've led us through as we've seen over the summer. You know, misdirection is always a big thing now in trailers, because you see one thing and then the movie's very different, just to throw you off the scent.
Yeah, speaking of which, at second 45 of this trailer, there's a man holding a syringe, and this is right before the bathroom fight.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering if they're maybe even in Langley or still in that hangar. I'm wondering if this is before they even go on the mission. I'm just throwing things out there. Yeah. I'm interested. These kind of scenes make me excited. I can't wait.
Yeah, neither can I.
I still don't know. Oh, and the fact that he's an assassin, that Cavill is an assassin, only changes that dynamic a little bit.
Yeah.
We all think he's cool. So yeah. I'm super excited for what's going to happen with him. And I can't wait to see what Vanessa Kirby does and Angela Bassett does. And then I hope Michelle Monaghan has a big part. She wasn't in this trailer almost any.
Yeah.
There was a quick shot of her at this wedding that we don't know if it was, you know, dreamt about or not. But I cannot wait. And Rebecca Ferguson, obviously.
My hope is that they don't kill off too many of the characters. But at the same time, you know, I understand the stakes are much higher in this one for Ethan than they have been.
Yeah, the Vanessa Kirby shot, and this is our first real time of seeing her. She's wearing like a white-ish dress. She pulls something. Is that a knife or a gun out of her? Out of her dress, and looks like they're in Paris. I can't tell. Again, can't tell what's going on. Can't wait to find out.
No, exactly. And that's the fun part about these trailers when they drop them like this, especially as we're getting closer to the film. We're going to start seeing more and more of these clips reorganized and redone, and then other versions of things and other clips that we've not seen before as we get closer. I mean, now we, like you said, we knew that there was the halo jump because they were promoting it in a featurette a couple weeks ago, and now we're actually seeing that footage. And I'd heard they actually showed part of that scene at CinemaCon a couple weeks back, and it got a huge reaction. So I'm interested to see how much more they show of it between now and July, and how much more of the movie we get to see before, you know, we actually see the movie.
Yeah, at a minute 154, that's where Vanessa Kirby is wearing the dress, and they're definitely in a party, and she's about to put the beat down on, looks like, two guys. So it's going to be, I'm excited for all, having, you know, with us as we're recording this or just wrapping up the first movie and have a, you know, weak female roles. I'm so excited.
There's so many.
1, 2, 3, 4, there are 5 strong female roles in this movie.
Yeah.
That I'm excited to see. So.
And I mean, you know, the interesting thing is that they are really building up the characters. I mean, more than any of the films, this one really feels like a combination of the actual Mission Impossible type show and the team built sort of area and the sort of single man mission that the first and the second movie really were, you know? So that's interesting to see how they combine them so that it's not just Tom Cruise, but it's our Ethan. It's the actual team trying to work together again.
Yeah, I'm excited. This trailer it got me excited again. How about you?
Yeah, but definitely excited again.
This movie's going to be in theaters July 27th, so tickets should be going on sale in the next month or so.
Yeah, they definitely will. I can guarantee that, because I mean, these things, they start doing them so early nowadays. It's amazing.
All right, Chris. Until then, I've been Jonathan.
I've been Chris.
Done. 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 Done.